sitting in the car. I've had this long road trip that we've planned for months. So much planning, packing. Wasn't enough time to fool around before we got in the car. So much tension being confined into this metal contraption on wheels. I bite my lip and look over at you. Not so innocent thoughts passing through my mind. How easy it could be to reach over, stroke your thigh lovingly, or at least that's what you think. Just trying to tease you, stroking your thigh, starting it just above your knee, inching up closer and closer to your cock. We haven't had you in the better half of a week. That's why we intended on going on this road trip, was to spend more time with each other. And to be with each other, like confined space, and to enjoy a cross-country trip with each other. I don't know, something about being in a car with you just drives me a little insane. I don't know if it's just the lack of not having you for extended periods of time, or it's the rush of it being a little public, a little taboo, a little naughty. My hand inches up closer to your cock. You look at me, to your peripheral, of course, because you're being safe. You have this knowing look and this kind of like, oh my god, kind of look. This want to be touched. Kind of chuckle and shake your head a little bit and move my hand so it's directly on your crotch. I just hold it there for a little bit. You can see the rise and fall of your chest is becoming a little faster. From the side view that I have, I can tell that your pupils have enlarged. Grip on the steering wheel, it's tightened. You're chewing on your bottom lip. Poised and ready for me to grasp your cock through your pants. Being the big old tease I am, I just keep my hand rested there. And so you'll never know when I'm actually gonna do it until I do. I grasp for your cock, your pants, my hand just resting there, has done something to the effect, and you started a bulge. My grab at your bulge through your pants, teasing you, running my hand back and forth. position myself so I'm facing me more in my seat. Still have my seatbelt on for safety, of course. But I want to see what I'm doing to you. You know how much of a tease I am and how much I enjoy making you fall apart. And just so you can tear me apart after. And our first stop is over 2 hours away. So I could do this all day. The highway is fairly empty. We anticipated the trip and planned accordingly that we would start at night. Because we both like driving during the nighttime and no one can see us. And so I unzip her pants and button. I unbuckle my seatbelt, losing all protocol of safety. I pull up the armrest, lean over, nuzzling your cock to your underwear. Giggling against it, sending vibrations to your cock. I start licking up and down, licking around your balls with that layer of fabric. Now you're practically panting, bucking in my mouth a little, trying to have some restraint and trying to stop yourself, but your body is in control. I can tell you've needed me just as much as I've needed you. God, I love watching you come undone under my lips. I'm not even really touching you yet. Still this layer of fabric between your cock and my mouth. I start teasing more. Nuzzling harder against you. Until I just want to have you in my mouth. You pull down the waistband of your underwear. Lick your balls. All the way up to the head of your cock. And I lick back down and swirl my tongue around your balls and suck and eat at them. And just lick all the way back up to tease my tongue around your cock. Little beads of pre-cum starting to form. And I'm so greedy for them. I love them. I love pre-cum. I think back back to those days as I'm licking it off your cock. Thinking back to that day that you were dripping for me, teasing you. Literally a string that's a pre-cum dripping from your cock. And I was kneeling in front of you, just ready to catch them in my greedy little mouth. But in our position, I could only just suck the pre-cum out of you right now. And that's what I choose to do. Don't suck hard, I just suck in small spurts, trying to work it out of your cock, being mindful of the time we have, and not wanting you to come right now, just to tease you and get you on edge. I know your reactions in your body, like the back of my hand. I know when I get you to a point of no return. And so I keep sucking in small spurts, extracting that pre-cum out of your cock. Hearing you moan and looking up at you, making sure you're still watching the road, and you glance down at me and look up ever so often, just so you can still look at the road. But I also love seeing me suck your cock. Your head is tilted back against the headrest, so your posture is straight up and down, and so your eyes are directly on the road, but you ever so often just glance them down at me, not fully looking at me, but wanting to see you in my mouth. And every time you look down, I decidedly flick my tongue under the head of your cock, making you bite your lip, tilt your head a little more into the headrest. I giggle against your cock every time I do it. I know those next few hours when we stop at our first destination, how I'm gonna get it, how you're gonna rip me apart and fuck me senseless through all this teasing. I know you love it too. That's why you're letting me do this. Now you're letting me tease you so much, and why you're enduring all of this torture. I know your need for me, especially with not have touched each other in a week, and all this anticipation and building and tension. A taboo-ness of it all, and how public it is. And how greedy I am. I see your eyes flicker a little bit as I'm looking up at you. And you look a little to the left, to the mirror. And I kind of see a light. And I slowly move my head up from your cock. Good thing I did. So chugger. Slowly coming up. On the left side. If it was a car, I'd be unbothered. But chuggers have that advantage of being able to look down at cars, and especially if they're very interested in what's going on, it might keep up speed with you. Just keep watching. So I lick my lips of your delicious pre-cum, and then grab your cock, and I slowly stroke you, rolling your shirt over my hands so it doesn't look like I'm doing much of anything. And I settle myself back in my seat. To be continued after this trucker goes by.